Here's Chick on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's tri-state forecast turning cloudy today. Temperature in the mid-40s. It could be a wild Saturday around here. We'll check in with Pat and get the details on that tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few minutes. The future of Sharon Daycare Center is a hot topic in town. The Sharon Daycare Center, which has been at Sharon Center School since 1985, is now looking for additional space to serve the 20 children on its waiting list. Teachers and faculty representatives agree the center is a vital part of the town, providing a much-needed service. But some teachers say using the three-room space targeted for expansion would disrupt the importance of programs at the school. Board of Education Chairman Doug Cahill said the issue has been discussed at board meetings earlier in the year without resolution, so a committee will study it and make recommendations. Cahill also is a member of the Nonprofit Center's board. School board member Ann Vance will lead the committee, which will be comprised of individuals representing all sides of the matter. Janet Nixon, chairwoman of the Daycare Center board, said there are 40 children enrolled and 20 on the waiting list. In a letter, she emphasized how the school and center have worked together for decades to promote healthy and primary education for young children. She said that Sharon families are considered first for attendance at the center, but children whose families work and or volunteer in the community but live in other towns also are accepted. Voters in Region 1 will be asked to comment on a proposed Region 1 Board of Education budget totaling over $16 million, a 3.9% increase over the current spending. Hearing will be held April 7th at 7 p.m. via Zoom. Region 1 covers the towns of Canaan, Cornwall, Falls Village, Kent, Salisbury, and Sharon. The budget assessments are calculated based on how many students from a town are sent to the high school. Canaan took a hit this fiscal year and will do so again next year with a figure of over $745,000. Other towns have nearly stable costs or even reductions, such as Sharon, which will see a decrease of $312,000. Great Barrington native Rick Lawrence has been nominated to the Maine Supreme Judicial Court. The Maine Governor Janet Mills nominated Lawrence, 66, to serve as an associate justice. If he's confirmed, he would be that court's first black justice, according to a statement from Mills' office. It's Mills' fourth nomination to the state's high court since she took office in 2019. All of her previous appointees were confirmed in unanimous votes by the legislature. Lawrence of Portland said he's excited but didn't want to comment too much ahead of the confirmation hearings. He spent 22 years serving in district courts in Androscoggin, Oxford, and Franklin counties, and was active in various court programs, according to Mills' office. He previously worked as an attorney for an insurance company at a Boston-based law firm. Lawrence said he and his wife moved to southern Maine because it reminded them of the Berkshires. The couple met at high school in Great Barrington, where his wife also was raised. They continue to return to town to visit family. Last week, New England Commissioner of Higher Education and Accreditation for Colleges and Universities in the state of Connecticut accepted CSU's application for Connecticut State Community College, a single institution with 12 campuses effective July 1st, 2023. The State Board of Regents and CSU officials have considered a merger with the state's community colleges since 2017. Now, Northwest Community College will be part of the Region 2, which oversees Anseo Community College, Enfield, and Tuxas Community College in Farmington. Applications for the Contemporary Visual Arts Scholarship for Housatonic Valley Regional High School students are now available. Deadline for those to be submitted are April 29th. You can contact your guidance counselor at the school. Taking a look at some things going on in our tri-state region, Housatonic Valley Regional High School is hosting a pediatric age 5 through 11 vaccination clinic. That happens today. There'll be another one on April 1st from 3 till 7 in partnership with Griffin Health. It's open to the public and no appointment is necessary. Only pediatric ages 5 through 11 vaccinations will be administered at the clinics today and on April 1st. No adult 12 plus doses will be available. A parent or guardian must accompany the child age 5 through 11 and only on the pediatric Pfizer vaccination will be administered. A pediatric intake PDF must be completed. It will be available at that site. A fundraiser for the Ukraine is scheduled for Saturday from 12:30 till 3 at the Ree Institute, Boston Corners Road in Millerton, New York. There'll be lots of food. There'll be entertainment. There'll be music. There'll also be a silent auction, an art auction, and lots of different businesses from the area have come up with incredible foods to serve at this event. 100% of the total raised will be going to benefit two different nonprofits which benefit people in Ukraine. That is Sunflower for Peace and World Central Kitchen. Also, Ransom, plus the orphans evacuated from Kyiv and other Ukrainian cities in Poland. Tickets are $150. 100% of those proceeds go to aid Ukraine. More information is available by emailing Andrew, L-O-D-A-R, at gmail.com, or you can call 786-282-2495. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 33,174.07, the NASDAQ at 13,129.96, and the S&P 500 at 4259.52. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.